Thursday morning, our final week.
Mitch, we first met him coughing.
We're on.
Yeah, the mics are on and the cough. Just classic.
5 years, you haven't figured that out.
I know. Hey, it's great to be back.
Nath, get the round of applause ready for a bloke who coughs every time before we go live. He has the record for most appearances on the show outside of Jimmy Nathan, producer Grace.
Most caps.
It's Mitchy McPherson.
Mitchy.
Boys. I was starting to get all emotional that, you know, last one and last show. But look, I'm a confident guy. I know I'll be on the national show. So I'm not stressing at all.
Yeah. No, we'll still, you know, be involved. We are away, unfortunately, for the Stage 80 Ball this year. But I know next year, 10 years, we'd love to be, you know, emceeing it, doing it. We'll still be involved in short stay. We're wearing the stuff now.
See. You know those things where, like, friendships change or people move away and you promise all this stuff like, yeah, no, we'll still do that, we'll still do this. Mate, we've already got a different MC locked in next year.
This is it. We don't talk outside of the show.
Yeah, no, this is...
Like, I'm deleting your numbers.
Yeah, we don't even have a text message chain. It all goes through Grace.
Mitch actually walked outside of Triple M with Tubes and then walked into this studio.
I've already put a DM in Tubes' inbox.
I will say, I mean, short stay this year, we finally have the merch. And the jumpers look absolutely phenomenal. We're wearing them right now, Mitchy. It's going to be good. Yeah,
yeah, they look great. I forgot to hit record.
Oh, mate.
5 years!
Sorry, Mitch.
Five years.
It's a true story. The first ever show we had Mitch on, he brought us some Stay Chatty hoodies.
Yep.
You brought a little baby one for Nate. Remember?
That's right.
Oh, the laughs we had.
I tell you what, one of my biggest memories.
Just about 5 years it took me to get a second hoodie.
Yeah. We got one on the very first time we had him on and the very last time we're having him on as well.
They look great.
Yeah, they do look really good and they're very comfortable too. The one thing I did want to bring up, and it's a thing that I'm reminded about several times every single day to do with you, Mitch, is the day that we got you to put an iconic Stay Chatty sticker on my Ford Fiesta blindfolded.
That was the first show, wasn't it?
Yeah. And it is still there. It is still there. Mainly because I can't get it off because it is fused to the paint. So I just want you to know that that will always be there.
Always know it's your car when I get here every morning and park. I park in the hit spots. So that's great. Have the other guys got spots down there?
No, not yet, mate.
Oh, damn it. I have to get an Uber here.
Yeah, but that is still there. And I remember we had you blindfolded. We were live on the show.
First show, yeah.
Spun him around and you had to stick the bumper sticker, the iconic Stay Chatty bumper sticker on my car. And it was across the fold of the passenger seat door.
At the back.
Yeah,
And we went home and Nath goes, I'm going to have to peel this off now so I can open my door. So what I did is I got a Stanley knife out and just slowly cut in that little gap of the door and thing, and then I opened the door, folded it in. So now it's...
And left it there.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say our content back then was a little bit av, and they'll think, well, 4 years on, it's not that much better.
No. Mitch is still coughing, can't hit the board.
If you head to the Jimmy Nath Instagram, there's quite a few things up there as well. I know there was a thing with the lawnmower.
I mean, early days. And if you do get a chance, I've been really enjoying your podcast, Mitchy. You know, we joke that, you know, the show hasn't gotten any better, but I do think we all have gotten better at this. And if you do get a chance, check it out, Get Frank with Mitch. Yeah. I was lucky enough to be on it. And we were talking about when we were on it, you know, those early days, is that Nathan and I didn't have, you know, a lot of people to reach out to. We reached out to you because of the stickers on the cars. I mean, that was our first show. We went, well, we'll go put a sticker on our car. I didn't even own a car.
No.
we were carpooling.
Because we were living together, obviously, and I was driving you to work every single day. And then
you put two stickers on.
Yeah. And then I remember when we first met, I mean, Jim, you just mentioned it, but we had coffee down at Pilgrim. The first time we met, and I remember we walked in, we're like, oh, that's him. I remember this so clearly when we walked down there.
I did say it on the podcast, but I love to say it on our show, is that, early days, we didn't know a lot of people. We couldn't lean on anyone. And there were days where we had, you know, even producer Grace, who wasn't around in 2018.
Shout out to Mason.
Yeah.
Took care, Mason. He's in the, if you have a look at our socials, that Jimmy, you can see him in the treadmill. But Grace is like, gee, you had Mitch on like every day.
Yeah.
And it was like, we didn't know a lot of people, and Mitchy was really kind and he gave us a lot of time, and we always really appreciated that. And I had so much fun going back. Yes, I didn't post them all, but I was watching a lot of our videos. And as I said to you, Mitch, you know, we're moving on to the next thing, but, you know, you'll always have a seat on the show. And
don't tell me that.
Yeah, don't tell me that, mate.
With that.
He'll show up. But I think the thing as well, Mitchy, which is so special about what we do, is like this stuff continues off air as well. Like, we've hung out many times, dark days we spent together, positive days. We've like enjoyed so many times off and on air with you. And like, we really do appreciate all that, mate.
No, totally. And I'm a a big reflector, and I've been thinking about it a lot the last few days. It's not just the stuff on air. We've become good mates. And I remember when, you phoned me the other night, Nathan, and I knew about it. And so I said, oh, how do you feel about that? And I said, well, I'm sad from the radio perspective. I love radio and the opportunity to share the state chatty work and the podcast and all that stuff. But, yeah, two friends are leaving the state. And, it makes me emotional to think that I'll have two close friends moving away. But I'm certainly really proud of you. I'm obviously selfishly sad that you're going, but obviously really, really proud. And there's no doubt about the hard work that all three of you have put in. And so you thoroughly deserve it. So proud as well.
Now, look, Mitchie, we're going to go to ads. But when we come back, we're going to do a game. You can see it on our socials at Jimmy Nath. It was called Read and Sing.
Yeah. One of the 12 games we have with Mitch.
It's a doozy.
We're going to play it again. We're going to play it again next. I'll tell you how it works next. But just quickly, Mitch, when you think back over our 5 years together, what do you remember? What's your highlight?
Well, lots of them you just spoke about. I don't know. There's just so many, honestly. Yeah. And when my birthday was not long ago, and you put a heap of other or you made a little video for me and sent it through, and it was, just so nice to think that out of just being able to come on radio, we became friends and did so much together. I think the mental health stuff is, you know, to have that opportunity to push what I do or what our team does on air to across Hobart has been, you know, amazing. And for you guys to support the ball and short stay and all those amazing things, it's sort of in my mind now. I go, right, stay chatty event, and then how did Jimmy and Nath link into that? So, that'll be hard to not do anymore, but until next year when the ball comes around. But, that's probably one thing for me, that mental health was able to go to a bit of a bigger stage because of the support of you guys.
Absolutely, mate. All right, well, stick around. We are going to finally have another crack at Read and Sing, one of Mitchie's favourite games. We'll do it after this. Thursday morning, our final week on Brekkie Radio here in Hobart. And as always, we are just well over, and I don't care.
No, look, and of course we're going to go over this bloke. This isn't even the last time we'll have him on the show. We've spoken to ex-Benny. We're going to go to news for 9 o'clock. I mean, a bit later than 9. And then we'll chat to Mitchie for one last time before he weasels his way onto the national show. He'll figure it out.
I'll be trying.
You recording?
Yes, I'm recording. Recording. Now. Thanks. We did that off air, Jim. Let's try and keep it professional, thanks.
Mate, we haven't kept it professional for 5 years.
I just say, I always cough. I had a presentation this morning just around the road, and I struggled to get through that for some reason, and now I'm even worse. I'm just alluded to what we're doing.
Look, it's time for a game that we haven't played since 2019.
Wow. Okay.
So we played it heaps in 2018. It started the slowdown in 2019. I found a message from Mitchie that said, Jim, I don't think we keep doing Read and Sing. I've heard myself.
And it's horrible.
I can't believe I've admitted to it, not to say yes to doing it today.
So, for one last time, it's Read and Sing.
Sing. What? Read. Do you know it?
I forgot it. I was trying to remember every bit.
Do you know it?
Okay, so how this works is Mitch has a book. This morning he has the Will Smith autobiography.
I was very, very up in the air about whether to acknowledge that was the book today.
So the Will Smith autobiography, Mitch has three songs that he's picked. How this works is Mitch will be reading out parts of the Will Smith autobiography to the tune of a popular song.
And notoriously, I suck at this game. So I've had a couple of years off.
You are bad, Nate.
Is there a theme or anything, Mitch?
No. You should know the songs, though. Let's be honest. I've gone for easy options this week.
Okay, good.
Sure did get canned. This segment got canned 3 years ago. All right. Names, rare buzzers.
Names, rare buzzers. All right, here we go. Song number one.
First one.
All right.
To shine it up a little bit so it don't hurt as much, I'd redesign and replace it with whatever suits me, or really whatever suits you. I'm a crown pleaser, it's actually my job, the truth.
Oh, is that the verse?
Here we go. A fantasy image of a successful human being. I'm always tempted. Yep.
Is it Ed Sheeran?
Yep.
Yeah.
I knew you wouldn't know the name.
Jimmy. Yep, Bad
Jimmy.
Habits.
Yeah, Jimmy, 1-0.
Oh, well done. Good stuff.
Team effort.
I put that down to teamwork. I reckon one apiece.
Get this one, and I'm a little bit worried about where I might go here.
Okay.
Did I just say the S-E-X word?
Yeah, instead you did. You said sex.
Okay, anyway. That's six. That's great. Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Oh, damn. What up, JL? Jeff said, when did you Get here, James.
I know it.
Jeff's best friend from childhood. Are you serious?
I know it.
His mother wouldn't allow him to go off the front porch. You're joking.
Is that a chorus?
You bloody kidding
me. Is that a chorus?
Yes.
I know it. I can hear it.
I can't do it again. No. Yeah. Are you serious?
Give us one more.
For the last 2 hours.
Is it the American anthem?
Oh, for the land of the free and the home of the... What is it?
Adele, easy on me.
Yeah!
All right, well...
Damn!
Both you need... Goodness me, I hope you don't win this one, Nath, because then I have to think of another song and go to a tiebreaker.
By the way, one of my favourite things we do with read and sing is pretend we don't know the song, so I'm just going to sing it.
All right, okay.
Song number three. Winner takes all.
Both of us were wildly deficient, but together we made one really capable person. I was Charlie's ticket into rooms which he would never have been invited. And Charlie was the hammer that came down on anybody. I'm not the friend, but I'm going to be the... Come on.
I'm not the friend.
Guess what?
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me. We're not doing it for
Justin Timberlake. Yes.
That was actually NSYNC. He got it wrong.
NSYNC. I won. And of course, this man's still here, Mitchie McPherson.
I ain't leaving.
The most capped guest.
Something I'm very proud of.
Raise the bat.
Yeah.
You've had over 100 appearances.
Do you reckon it was?
Yeah.
I reckon easily.
Easily over 100 appearances. Well, you're on every week for about 5 years. And then early days, I mean, when I was looking back yesterday, and have a look on the socials at Jimmy Nath, you can see some of our early memories with Mitch. There was like the dates were like in order. We were having him on 5 days.
A couple of days. I think Phil rolled in a few times. What is happening to me?
Well, you just did read and sing, to be fair.
I did, yeah. If you heard that, don't go and listen on the listener. Phil rolled in a few times. What the bloody hell is this bloke doing? And find other friends immediately. Okay.
This is a little peek. Behind the curtains.
Sorry, Grace.
Did you just
hear... She stuffed it up earlier.
Did you hear how Jimmy did that?
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
The most we got in trouble was we did a live show from the ice skating rink.
That's right,
the
Milwaukee. Yeah.
And I'll be honest, Nathan and I just loved having Mitch around. And we did a live version of a game called Jimmy Nath Confessions, where Mitch would read out a confession that was either from Nath or I. And what we did is we printed out Jimmy and Nath heads at the Glenorchy ice skating rink, and people had to hold up their heads.
Who they thought.
Or they thought the confession was about.
And there was 360 people there.
And we gave away a trip to Antarctica. It was huge. But afterwards, we
did
got
we
back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's obviously burnt into your memory. I was
clearly engaged.
And then and Phil grabbed us when we came out the station, and he goes... Look great, well done, the penguin costumes, you know, giving away a thing. He goes, why was Mitch there?
Because it's his game.
Yeah, he goes, you could have done so, like, you just were like, oh, it's just funny.
It's just funny.
Unlucky, Phil.
So I reckon well over 100.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Mitch, it's been an absolute treat having you on. And we joke about how many times we had you on, but the reason was is because we loved having you on the air, mate. You're a good friend, both off and on. And, mate, you do some awesome things here in Tassie. And, we felt like we wanted to highlight that as much as possible.
Said it before, say it again. I really appreciate it. And I want to finish on a little poem I've written for you here today. But, yeah, before I do, because I know we'll cut off straight after that. But, look, thank you to you both and to Grace. You know, it means a lot to, me personally, to Sahara and I and, our family. We've had great joy in listening to you. I'm not getting emotional. It's my throat going. I've done a lot of talk.
He's crying, guys.
Done a lot of talking this week. But, it means a lot. And on behalf of our team too, thank you. You know, and on behalf of Tasmania, who allowed you to have me on to talk about mental health. You know, that wasn't always something that was achievable and doable, but we've found a way to do that. And, I'm just really grateful for what you've been able to do for me. So I really appreciate it. Thanks, boys.
Thank you, mate.
Look, honestly, mate, it's been so much fun. There's been laughs, there's been tears. I mean, like I said, we've been good mates. You gave a lovely speech at my 30th, which I really appreciated. We're quite close. And obviously the friendship stays, and you'll be on the show. We know that. We can't get rid of you. You don't need us anymore, mate. The podcast, get Frank.
Yeah,
you're
Frank.
Replacing us. Yeah, that's what everyone's going to be listening to.
All right, now, Mitchie.
I do have an email from Phil I haven't opened yet. All right, I want to finish with a poem.
Okay, all right,
so here we go. Hope you enjoy. That was like not an act. I actually needed to clear. When I first heard you, I wasn't a fan. So the thought of becoming brothers was never the plan. A coffee we had at a local in town, and from then the text flowed and you were always around. You borrowed my mower and wouldn't give it back, but then had me on the show, so I cut you some slack. Once a week, to at times twice a day, I became part of the show and I just never went away. Games were played, piss was taken, and many laughs were had. I mean, I announced on the radio that I'm becoming a dad. You gave me a platform to talk about my passion, and I know for a fact it gave State Chatty more traction. Chatting mental health on radio was never much of a rage, but we found a way to do it and to help people engage. Radio Mates dinner pals and painting the town, I've tried hard to not focus on you boys not being around. I knew this day would come, the end of this chapter, but I'm so proud of you both. I put Velociraptor in here because I had nothing to write in the chapter. I haven't finished yet. I'm thankful for the memories, for the laughs, and for the fun days. I'm grateful to you, Jimmy, Nath, Grace, and of course for Mitchy Mondays. All the best, boys. Thanks so much.
Oh, mate, that's beautiful. I don't think anyone's ever written us a poem before, have they?
Mitchy did once before.
I think I might have done what was that before. A bit of a poet. If you're out there, send us an email. $50.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.